Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds were on the radio last night taking on the Cubs for the second consecutive night. The usually very good Reds defense fell apart last night. A couple errors led to a big five-run second inning. Kyle Schwarber had two RBIs for the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber, the former Indiana great, broke the Budweiser sign in right center field during batting practice. He hits the ball hard. The ball goes far. That spark was what the Cubs needed, and having the Reds in town didn't hurt either. Scott Feldman, who's given the Reds fantastic recent starts, struggled last night, gave up 7 runs. 5 of those were earned. The Reds made a good comeback. They had it to 7-5 in the 8th after a 3-run 7. They just couldn't get over the hump. The losing streak now is at 5 in a row for the Kings of the Ohio. 2:20 game time today in Chicago. We'll feature Amir Garrett on the mound for the Reds, taking on John Lester. The rookie gets the crafty veteran as the Reds look to avoid the sweep. The Reds return to the radio tomorrow night as they host Colorado, and Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, for the Rockies as that weekend series continues. If you're not following along, the Rockies have the best record in the National League. How about that, folks? Yes, those Colorado Rockies. They're tied with the Nationals for 25 wins, the best in the National League. South baseball had a great night last night. They beat Linton 10-4. Tommy Richardson's bat is on fire. After going 4-for-4 earlier in the week, he added 3 more hits and 4 at-bats last night. Bryce Luz chipped in with a 3-run home run, and Gage Rowland also drove in 2. Bradley Hartman had 2 hits at shortstop. South moves to 11-9 on the season. Linton is in town tonight. They'll take on the Northsiders. At North, Richard Hertz, maroon and gold. They fell yesterday to the Columbus East Olympians 3-0 there. I'm Mike Glascott, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Hoosier baseball team, they head to Columbus tonight to play their final 3-game series of the Big Ten regular season against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Indiana will host the Big Ten tournament next week, starting on Wednesday at Bart Kauffman Field. The series, the last one of the year, moved up so they can play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with most schools not in session. Now the midweek games are a little bit easier to play. Plus, if they have any weather issues, that gives them Sunday to fit them in as well. Remember, this is the last weekend. The seeding has to be complete. The bracket has to be filled out. The top 8 teams will advance to Bloomington coming up next week. Indiana and Ohio State, 6:35 tonight and 6:35 on Friday night. First pitch Saturday is scheduled for 3:05. Indiana baseball looking to move on up in the Big Ten standings to get a better seed, obviously. You get better game times. And again, for all your baseball information, go to iuhoosiers.com for the Big Ten tournament. Other news and notes, congratulations to Indiana University Associate Head Coach Brian Mazenoff. He was named one of the top assistant coaches in the nation by College Soccer News on Wednesday. Maze has now been named one of the top 12 assistants in the country for the last 3 seasons running and for the 5th time in his career. So that headline should be named top assistant again. Congratulations to Steve Peterson and the IU women's rowing team. They're headed to the NCAA Championships coming up on Memorial Day weekend in West Windsor, New Jersey, after they tied for 4th in the Big Ten Championships last weekend at Eagle Creek Park. The Hoosiers will be making their 4th consecutive NCAA Championship appearance, and congratulations to senior Emily Butler. She was named first team All-Big Ten. I'm Mike Glascott, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.